Blog Talk Radio.
To have you with us tonight, this is Angus May, Edmund, and we are looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. And tonight, thank God for this opportunity. We are happy for what the Lord is doing. He's doing great things for us, whereas we are glad about it. And we want to lift up his name and praise him tonight, for he is worthy of all the praises. We are just looking to tune in and listen in. And at this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who will lead us in the opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us bring our minds in and let us open our hearts to cry out to the Lord, to talk to him from our hearts. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, O God, for your grace toward us. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you. Oh, God, we come as humble as we know how. Lord, asking you to look down upon us right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, search our hearts, oh, God, and whatever you're not pleased with, please be merciful unto us and give us, Lord, take it away from us, oh, God, take it out with the root. Lord, we are asking you to cover us under your blood, that God wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. We want to be used by you, Lord. We want you to have your way. And we take the role right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and speak to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Lord, look on everyone who is listening in tonight. Oh, God, we pray a special prayer for them, that you will visit them where they are at the very moment. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your holy visitation. Lay your hand on them right now. Lord, bless them, Jesus, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, we know that you can do everything.
Yes.
There's nothing impossible. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. We believe in you for miracles tonight.
We
believe in you, Lord God, for the healing of the sick. We believe in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord,
yes.
God, we believe in you, Lord Jesus, for the saving of souls. Oh, Lord Jesus, for the souls repenting of their sins,
yes,
and turning their lives over to you. We are believing you, Lord.
Yes.
We are counting it as done, and we are giving you thanks right now, Lord. We are thanking you for your goodness towards
yes,
us.
Thank you
for hearing our prayer, Lord.
Thank you for ministry, thank God.
We thank you, hallelujah.
Thank you for the woman servant.
Oh, Lord, praying that you will continue to anoint her and use her for your service.
Use it more.
The word tonight.
Let
the word have free course to us. We got to reach somebody's heart. Oh, God, and accomplish that for which you send it out. We believe it now, Lord God. We know it has done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your trust. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. For what you're doing right now and for what you're about to do, we believe it, Lord God, and we receive it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise
yes,
be to God.
Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for prayer. We just thank God for the gospel truth. We're going to turn this portion into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen, that she may read the opening scripture.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the ninth number of Psalms, beginning with the first verse, beginning with verse 1. And I am reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Yet I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. that I have maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And God, well, just one more verse. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee. And God, the reading of his word, ninth number of Psalm, the first throughout the tenth verse. And if I could just change a song quick, amen, and I'll be out of your way. Sing unto the Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There can only be love. There can only be love. There can only be love. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, every chain, every chain. I hear the chains falling. I can hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Great chains, great. Oh, great chains, great. Great chains, great. There's power in the name of Jesus. Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, every chain, every chain. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For this portion of the service, brought back into the hands of evangelist
Shalom. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for evangelist Khadija and the opening scripture that she read and that direction that she sang.
Yes.
And that, for I will praise thee, O Lord, with
yes.
my whole heart. Oh, yes. You got to put everything into it.
Exactly.
Whatever you do for God, you ought to put everything into it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He gave us the best that he had. He didn't hold anything back from us. Nothing good, hallelujah, that he could hold from us. But he gives us just what we need and a whole lot more. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
Oh,
amen. I'm going to show forth. Hallelujah. I don't want to be quiet about it. Glory
Amen.
I will open my mouth wide.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell somebody.
Yes.
Marvelous.
Hallelujah.
Singing and praising God brings about great blessings. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Some people don't even want to sing. But
Amen.
Singing and praise can be very uplifting.
Amen.
like it, but just cry it. If you open your mouth and begin to sing, you'll be amazed at how God will lift your spirit.
Amen.
Praise God. I tell you, God is a mighty God. And I just thank God. I'm all stirred up, and I'm excited. Go ahead. What the Lord is doing. Amen. Praise God. Again, as I say, the word of God, that word of God is so powerful.
Amen.
It has the power to break every chain.
Lord, thank you.
He is the word of God. Isn't Jesus the word?
Yes. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is the word, and there is power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be to God. If you need anything, you can speak it in the name of Jesus. There is power to break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I thank the Lord. I'm telling you, let us give God the glory that is due to his name. Let's sing praises to our God, for he is almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'd like to thank the Lord for what he's already done and how he's moving. Praise the Lord. And he's pretty much been in service kind of like the three services a day that we have. Started off in a morning service and an afternoon service, and now we're in a night service.
Thank God.
Is still moving by his power. Well, praise be to God. But I'm going to get on out of the way of the speaker. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds and how the Lord has been blessing and anointing her. And she's been such a blessing to us. And at this time, we're going to ask all of you who are listening to turn your hearts and your mind toward hearing from the Lord. Amen. Get rid of all your distractions, anything that can turn your attention away now on hearing from the Lord. And we ask that you will pray along with her as she brings forth the word of God. Amen. And at this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let us turn our hearts to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Pray that you will have your way, that you will send your word, send out anointing, take full control. Let us feel thy presence. Help us to go forth in you today. Let your word reach some soul. Let it knit the burden, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, and deliver the bound. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to the book of St. Luke, the 18th chapter. In the first verse, I tell you the truth, I feel like running.
I fast twice in the week. I tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For S1, Thessalonians 5:17, and the Bible says, pray without ceasing. When we pray, we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and we go to the Lord and ask by praise or by words of supplication to ask very earnestly to make supplication, prayer, and for the Lord, and we pray. And the Bible also lets us know that any spiritual communion with God or communication with God, and that's how we pray. We have to make our petition known unto the Lord. We go to him in supplication. We go to him earnestly, making our supplications, prayers, as to God. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we achieve him in spiritual communication with God. Hallelujah. That's how we pray unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God tells us, and thank you, the 22nd chapter, the 31st verse, and the 32nd verse, and also 39 through 46. That's 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. The Lord was telling Simon that he had prayed for him. He said, Satan desires to have you. Satan wants you. He wants you to serve him. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And then he said in his word, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And skipping down to the 39th verse, the Bible says that he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives. Jesus came out and he went on to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and removed his cup from me. Nevertheless, my will, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. You see, Jesus went off to the Garden of Eden. He knew the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew that he had to pray. He knew what he was about to enter into. Hallelujah. The devil was trying him and didn't want him to go through. But he knew for what purpose that he came into the world. He came into the world to die for the sins of man. So he had to go through this tribulation. He knew he had to be tried, but he had to endure. It's what he did. He went before his father, and he prayed. He said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He wanted God's will to be done. And so must we have to want God's will to be done in our lives. The Bible tells us in
Yeah.
Praise and send our supplication up before the Lord.
Thank you.
Whatever it is we need, we got to communicate with God. We have to have a relationship with God. And we are related through prayer and through the word of God. We have to seek the Lord. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto us. Whatever it is we need, we have to seek the Lord first. Acknowledge God first. Jesus Christ, our woman, and see. If this is okay, hallelujah, we have to learn to pray and send up our temper. Somebody sang a song that I'm sending up my temper every day. Hallelujah. I'm praying every day because I want to be saved. I want to enter into the kingdom of God. I'm praying and having communication with my God. Hallelujah. Deny himself, giving himself. This is what Jesus did. He denied himself, willing to suffer for the Lord. But sometimes, you know, it's so fast, get in the way, and you don't want us to come down here. Don't want us to pray down here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want us to fast, but we got to deny ourselves. We got to accept the man. And by himself and pick up his cross and follow me. He cannot be my disciple. We have to be willing to deny himself, to give up his own flesh. Hallelujah. We have to be willing, God, to have his way in our lives. Sometimes we go through many things down here. Thank you, Jesus. We go through a lot of things down here, but we have to continue and stay in prayer because prayer is the answer. That's my title tonight. Prayer is the answer.
Yes.
Don't stop praying. Whatever you do, don't stop praying. Keep praying. When trouble comes in your life, you just keep on praying. When things go wrong in your life, you just keep on praying. Don't stop. As the trials are going to come, but don't stop. Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. Think about Jesus. Think about what he did. Think about how he went on and suffered. Think about how he had to pray so hard. Hallelujah. Too many people praying like that. Hallelujah. People now are saying pretty prayers. Hallelujah. They don't want to suffer. But I guess we have to make our communication with the Lord. Our supplication. We have to entreat the Lord. And that's what Jesus did. He is being the Lord. And the Lord answered his prayer. He didn't stop praying until the Lord came to his rescue. Lord came to his rescue, and he found it. He sent the angel, and the angel sent in his body so he could be able to go through his suffering and dying. Jesus, thank him for what he did for us. We have to be willing to suffer. We got to be willing to go through something down here. Sometimes the devil, he don't want you to go through anything. But sometimes we have to deny ourselves and be willing to suffer for the Lord. Be willing to deny ourselves. Be willing to fast and
He's not going to forsake us.
Yes. Hallelujah. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. All you have to do is pray. Change the shade. We got to pray today. We got to fast today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we can make it. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the answer. Fighting our own battles, not trying to do it ourselves, but pray, because prayer will get the job done. Prayer is our answer. Prayer is the safe, natural resource, spiritually speaking. Now, naturally speaking, water and food is our natural resource. Then the Lord, we have to pray. Amen. And the Lord will help us to land. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and 8th verse, says we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say, oh, for my sake. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. In heaven, you've got a great reward, but you have to endure. You have to keep on praying. As long as we're down here on the face of the earth, we have to continue in prayer. We have to pray both day and night. Thank you, Jesus. We have to continue to do what we need to do in order to be saved. I believe Daniel, he prayed both day and night. He prayed 3 days, 3 times a day, 3 times a day. He prayed, called. He tried to spread his communication with the Lord. So when the devil came and threw him in the lion's den, probably Daniel wasn't worried. He knew his God, and he knew that his God would deliver him. And he did. God delivered Daniel. He didn't even let the lions even touch him. Glory to God. That's the kind of God we serve. He'll take us through. I don't care what you're going through down here. You're going to be tied down here. You got to go through something down here. If Jesus went through, we got to go through too. If Jesus had to pray, we have to pray too. If Jesus prayed urgently to me also, in order to get to heaven, to make it into that city, hallelujah, I'm willing to pray. I'm willing to deny myself, because I know that if I hold on, if I continue in prayer, that will answer my prayer. I thought of David, the psalmist, how he prayed unto the Lord. He prayed so day and night. He prayed, and even the tears that rolled down his face, that was his need. But he kept on praying both day and night, until the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all of his trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Matthew 5:44 says, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. There's so many know that the devil will persecute you. He'll say all manner of evil against you. And he'll try to fight against you. He'll despise you and use all kinds of despiteful words towards you, for you to be lost. But the Bible says, pray for them. He didn't say you to fight them back. You fight back with the word. We don't fight back with our fists. We don't fight back with stones, sticks and stones, guns and knives. We fight with the word of God. That's our source. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Use you and persecute you. If they have persecuted me, these are the words. They are making as we are made of the world and are the offscouring of all things. Even unto this day, the devil can't stand the people of God. He can't stand when you name the name of Christ. He can't stand when you pray. He can't stand when you talk about Jesus. But we got to keep on talking about Jesus. Keep going forward in the Lord. We can't stop here. There's no stopping around here. But we got to continue in prayer. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is our reply when the devil tries our hardest to want to give up and throw in the towel. Prayer is our answer. We reply with prayer. We'll answer. He will deliver. Glory to God. I'm thankful unto the Lord for the great work that he has done in my life. I got to keep praying. I got to pray. I got to try and to go forward in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not worrying about these things down here. Not looking on these things down here. The Bible says, I'll look not at these things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. They are temporal. Glory to God. For our light is for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Glory to God. I thank God. I'm looking to the Lord. I can't stop praying. Hallelujah. If I can speak it thoroughly, I'll pray in my mind. Glory to God. I'll pray on the inside. Hallelujah. For I'll write a prayer. Glory to God. Whatever I have to do, I'll pray some kind of way. I'll make my communication and my to my God. For I know that he will answer. He will come to my rescue. He will work it out. He will deliver. Hallelujah. He'll make the way out of no way. He'll make a way that I may be able to bear it. I continue to cry unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When my body is weak and racked in pain, I continue to pray and call on Jesus. Jesus, he is the answer. He is my reply. He will reply unto my communication. He'll come to my rescue. He came to Jesus, came to his rescue, gave his strength as you and I. Why can't we stay in prayer? Why can't we continue to pray? Wherever you go, don't stop praying. You might be in prison, incarcerated. Don't stop praying. Pray anyway. You might be in a nursing home, but you can pray. Hallelujah. Institutionalized. But you can pray if you have to pray quietly. Pray anyway. Because prayer is the answer. Glory to God. He will come to your rescue. He will deliver. I thought about Peter when he was locked up in jail. The saints got together, communicated with God. They sent up their supplication and communication with God. And the Lord answered their prayer. He heard the prayer that they sent up. And he answered and delivered. He delivered Peter from behind the prison doors. Peter was standing at the door knocking. Hallelujah. When they got to the door, they were shocked that it was Peter. He was released from prison. And God can do the same for you and I. If we continue in prayer, if we don't stop, but keep on praying. Keep sending up your tender. Keep communicating with God. See your rescue. And I tell you, he will come back right early. And especially for his righteous people, God will come and he will answer. Just give it over to Jesus. Whatever your situation is, whatever it is.
found their refuge. He heard their delivered them out of all of their struggles. He delivered them out of every place that was going on. So continue. Don't stop praying. God bless you. Bow here for a word of prayer. They ready to come on out here in radio land. You need help and you want help. Well, we're going to pray for you today. And if you want to be saved in your life, maybe the Lord is dealing with you and he's moving in your life, but you don't know how to surrender to the Lord. We're going to ask that you turn your heart and mind toward the Lord, because Jesus can work it out. He can show you what to build from. Glory to God. He can fix every situation, everything that's going on. He can fix it. He can make the burden. Hallelujah. Just turn it over to Jesus. If you want him to change your mind, you want to be changed. You want to be sanctified. You want to be cleaned up. And you want to receive God's Spirit in you. We're going to ask that right now, if you take God as his word and believe him right now, as I'm speaking, take God as his word and believe in your heart.
Thank you. the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of the family. Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that powerful, anointed message coming to Evangelist May, and also the prayer. Oh, glory be to God. Encouraging us and letting us know through the word of God that prayer is the answer.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't stop praying. Praise be to God. Because God will surely answer. And she brought forth the word and brought forth those points in such a beautiful way.
Yeah.
Amen. And let us know Jesus, even Jesus himself, that we ought to always pray.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We ought not to stop praying. Hallelujah. And again, how Jesus told his disciples to pray that they enter not into temptation.
Yeah.
Temptation is all around us. It's everywhere. When you wake up in the morning, temptation is there. All throughout the day, temptation is there. When you get ready to go to bed at night, here's temptation. So we pray and not cease from praying. Praise God that we enter not into this temptation, because the enemy wants to cut off our communication. Allow him to do that. Some people are in communication with one another on social media, they're thinking they're always on the phone, but they don't have a communication with God, the most important communication of all. Praise be to God. Don't allow the enemy to get you separated from the Lord. But again, pray that our line of communication, that's our main source. Amen. But when we need help, when we get in trouble, oh, hallelujah, we can call on the Lord.
Yes.
We have to pray the song for an operator. Give me long distance.
Yes.
I need Jesus on the line.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Call him up. Tell him what you want.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God.
So,
prayer, it is the answer.
Yes.
Don't stop praying. Hallelujah. I enjoy this beautiful message. It's so uplifting and so encouraging. Amen. And our faith is in peace. Prayer will help your faith.
Amen.
You feel like your faith is getting weak and you just seem like you can't grasp that faith like you prayer. Constant prayer, constant communication with the Lord will help to increase your faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, yes, Lord. I tell you, I mean, this word got me stirred up. Start out how Daniel was cast in the lion's den because he had a communication with the Lord. And the enemy wanted to cut off that communication. Glory to God.
Amen.
But they were defeated. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Anytime you try to pray, expect some interference. Expect the enemy to rise up. Expect him to do everything he can to stop you from communicating with God.
Amen.
But prayer is the answer.
Yes. Amen.
Don't stop praying. So did they stop Daniel from praying? No.
No.
He didn't have any fear whatsoever. Prayed three times a day, no matter what they did.
Amen.
Got in the lion's den. He was praying. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they couldn't cut off that communication.
Couldn't do it.
They know that God. So I'm stirred up. I feel like
Jesus.
All right. So I'm coming on in. Amen. Evangelist, you stirred me up preaching that word like that.
So praise God.
I want to encourage you. The word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear some remarks from Ben Kadiga.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming to Ben Kadiga. And prayer is the answer. And encourage us, don't stop praying. And I begin to listen. I truly enjoy the word she preached under the anointing. And she was right. You know, the devil will tell you don't fast and don't pray or you have medical conditions and things going on. But that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Stop that communication, like Evangelist Hermine is, begins to bring out as well. And, you know, sometimes the things that happen when there is trouble on every side,
God,
that sometimes people get discouraged, and they're just like, well, I don't want to cry. I'm so upset that I can't. But the trying of our faith is working. Patience.
Yes.
And we continue to pray. He'll continue to increase our faith some more. But I thank God. I truly enjoy the word of God through the lens, and God really did. I always did. And then, Diego, you'd be very much encouraged. And I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. We still have guidance. We want you to know that. And we are looking for the second and the fourth version, your number and your name, and we'll get back to you. We already have sent out some Bibles, but we still have a chance to get a Bible. We need to be after this broadcast.